Columbus is number one for New Country, 92.3 WCOL. There's Dylan Scott and Hooked. It is 9:24. Woody in a wake-up call. Zuko and Kayla hanging out. Woody attending a funeral down in Florida. His mother-in-law passed away Tuesday morning. Kayla, I apologize, but I forgot to give away our Brickyard tickets.
It's okay. I forgive you.
I know people get mad at me, but you got to remind me.
I'm sorry. I had them sitting
right here and everything. Look.
I forgot to. 9:10 just throws me off.
If you want to go to the Brickyard this Sunday, be color 12 right now, and the tickets are yours. It's the Vodka 400. It does not come with free vodka.
No, but it's good vodka.
It is good vodka, and the tickets are courtesy of the Big Machine Label Group. So, color 12, the tickets are yours. It is 9:25. This is our 9:23 community break. It's powered by Credit Union of Ohio. And we're local lending, local decisions. Visit them at cuofohio.org. We want to welcome in studio Pete McKenzie, who is the executive director of Honor Flight of Columbus, and Mike Schettinger of Schettinger Funeral and Cremation Services to talk about Honor Flight. And it's something you guys have been doing for, I guess, if my math is right, about 11 years now. Is that right, Pete?
That's right, 11 years. 11 years, 5,566 veterans served.
Oh, wow.
89 missions flown since 2007. 5,566 veterans have been sent to Washington to see the memorial. That is amazing. That's an incredible number. That's incredible.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of it, and there's more to do. We've got a long list of veterans that we still need to get to DC. So,
well, we do know that there's a flight this weekend on Saturday. There's another one on the 29th, and then again next month on the 20th. And by talking to you off the air, I realized that it costs $65,000 to take just one flight to DC for this.
Yeah, that's right. It's expensive. The airlines and fuel and everything. It takes a lot of dollars to make this happen. It takes a lot of volunteer effort to make this happen too. We've got a huge cadre of volunteers and that work hard to help fundraise and to help us pull these missions off successfully and safely.
So on Saturday, people can come to the airport at 8:45, and you guys arrive later after 9 o'clock. And you were trying to explain to us what it looks like just from people coming in, and let people know how they can be a part of the Honor Flight return, too.
If you've never been a part of a welcome home at the Columbus John Glenn Columbus International Airport, I encourage you to try to fit that into your calendar sometime, because it is a absolute zoo. There's a grateful Americans all there cheering and welcoming home these senior veterans from their trip to DC. It's there's not usually very many dry eyes in the crowd. It just gives me goosebumps thinking about it.
I bet it's a goosebump moment for sure.
And put yourself in the shoes of that that Vietnam vet that all too commonly has never even had anybody thank him for his service. And he certainly didn't get a welcome home. So that's the purpose of what we do, is to try to correct that.
And many times they're going to see the names of their comrades or someone they fought side by side with who's on that wall, right?
Absolutely. The Vietnam Wall is it's a chronological record of men and women who lost their lives in Vietnam. And, of course, survivors, folks with us here today, served alongside those people.
And Mike Schettinger's in studio, too. And, Mike, I feel like I know you. You've been a great service to my family over the years. And, I'm born and raised here, so know that name very well. And what brought you into Honor Flights? What personally drew you into it?
I have had a passion for veterans all my life, since I was a Boy Scout and everything else. And our organization has done a lot to support veterans' causes over the years. And there's not a greater tribute than when we have a funeral of a veteran. And the ceremony and the pageantry and just the honor that they receive and are due is really neat to watch. I mean, I don't cry at very many funerals, but it tugs at your heartstrings when you hear a 21-gun salute, when you see a flag being folded, when you see a bugle playing taps. I don't even know the man who died or the woman who died, but it makes you feel very proud, and it's just an incredible experience. So when I learned about Honor Flight years ago, I some of our associates have been volunteers, guardians on the flights. And I am going for my first flight this October and can't wait to experience it myself.
That's amazing. So what does a person do? If we want to get involved, just to repeat, if someone wants to get involved and help raise this money, because it is $65,000 a flight, that's a lot of money. What can we do to step up, get involved, and help raise that money with you guys?
You bet. There's lots of ways. We have multiple groups out there that do little fundraising activities. You probably have seen the 5Ks, the Rotary events. This flight this Saturday, in fact, is taken care of by the city community groups in the city of Westerville. So this is what we call our Westerville flight. It's wholly supported by that city and those awesome citizens up there that really get behind what Honor Flight does. This is their 10th year of supporting Honor Flight. The flight.
That's great.
It's amazing stuff. Go to our website, honorflightcolumbus.org, honorflightcolumbus.org. There's lots of opportunities. Explore that website, how to volunteer, how to be a guardian. We need help. This is almost entirely a volunteer-run organization.
Or creative, if you're looking to do an event, create an event and make Honor Flight the charity component.
Mm-hmm. We're happy to help kind of hold your hand and help you set it up for success.
Awesome. It's Pete McKenzie, Executive Director of Honor Flight of Columbus, and Mike Schettinger of Schettinger Funeral and Cremation Services. Thanks for your time today, guys, and hats off to you for making such an incredible thing happen for our men and women in boots.
Thank you.
Woody in the Wake Up.
Hey, come on, wake up.
Call. Okay, here's a hypothetical energy and water wasting situation.